And then in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 21, Paul said, "You that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, now has he reconciled." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul says, "All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ." Did you hear that? When we were stinking sinners, when we were steeped in the miry clays of sin, God reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. What does reconcile mean? I looked it up. It's the past tense. And the definition that I found was, is to restore friendly relations. I like that. Restore friendly relations. To find a way of making two different facts be true at the same time. That's what Jesus did. God had declared judgment upon the sinner. That is a truth. Jesus died for the sinner. That is true. Another definition for reconcile is settled. I like that term, settled. You remember in the old hymn book, page 166 tells us, "There was a time I know when in the book of heaven an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top and many things below. I went unto the keeper and settled long ago. When at the judgment bar I stand before my king, and he the book will open. He cannot find a thing. Then will my heart be glad, while tears of joy will flow, because I had it settled long ago. And my record is clear today, for he washed my sins away when the old account was settled long ago." There's another song that I remember which says, "He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace, the whole day long. My debt he paid upon the cross. He cleansed my soul from all its dross." Jesus said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend." That's the greatest that a man can love. But God's love is greater, far greater, in that he laid down his life for his enemies, for those stooped in iniquity. God's love is greater. God's love is greater because his grace is greater. That's why we call it Amazing Grace. It extends not only to the friends, but to the enemies. I hope you've enjoyed this lesson. If you have, tell me. Shoot me an email. Send me your comments, your questions, and your prayer requests. I would love to hear from you. I hope you're still praying for those on your prayer list. My list is long, but so is the arm of God. His arm is not short that he cannot meet your need. He will meet your need according to his riches in glory, which is unspeakable riches, unsearchable riches. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.